Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How you guys all doing out there? All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. From what I'm understanding, these e-cigs are so huge that now the market is growing by 10 brands a month. Everybody is jumping on this e-cig thing to make money. Then those of us that sit for long periods of time at work, etc., we have another study, or even at home, another study saying our cancer risk increases with prolonged sitting. So for those of us that like to get all cuddly on the couch or cuddly in front of our computers the rest of the night, we may want to rethink that. Then archaeologists have uncovered the elixir of long life. Are you kidding me? This is very, very interesting. We're going to talk about this. Has to do with beer. Then, according to Fox News, FDA is prepping for a long-awaited plan to reduce salt. I haven't been waiting for. Have you been waiting on that? Apparently, there's a long-awaited plan to reduce salt. Who knew? All right. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I talk about money a lot on the show because I like to save money. And if anybody is cheap, right, and likes to find good deals, it's usually me. And I didn't realize, you know, I usually don't sit here and talk myself up because I know I have a lot of limitations. But I felt good because over the past few months, I've been getting a lot of emails asking about how to save money on this. You know, first I thought people were just, you know, mixing me up with the business show. You know, because there's a lot of business shows and money shows out there. But I guess they're, you know, they quote me. You know, remember you said you did this, remember you said you did this, I downloaded the Retail Me Not app, I did that. Okay, not too bad, people, not too bad, all right? So then I will bring up some money-saving issues anytime. I think that stuff is cool. Just to review, that Retail Me Not app is brilliant. I actually learned about it, didn't do much about it until I was at a radio conference, and then they were saying, look, guys, you know, tell your radio listeners about Retail Me Not. You basically, it's a free app. Wherever you drive, as long as you have your GPS going on and you're minimizing your battery life tenfold by doing that, but it'll ring or beep wherever your location is and letting you know what the nearby coupons are. Pretty cool stuff, because remember I told you I was driving into an Olive Garden the other week, and all of a sudden I hear cha-ching, I take a look and it's a 20% off my order. I was like, well, that's good, because I'm going to the Olive Garden. So check out Retail Me Not. I think that's great. But the one thing I want to tell you guys about, you know, now that we're coming into, or we are into the summer and we're doing summer break, is for my birthday and Father's Day weekend, we had put this off for a year. We had been at a fundraising gala, and whenever you're at these galas, there's silent auction tables, and so we always like to bid on these quote-unquote staycations. A staycation is basically where you stay in town, but you go to the resort, and you act like you're a tourist, okay, and you say, I'm a tourist, so I love acting like a tourist. Yeah, tourists are cool, but you basically, you know, get yourself kind of pampered, even though you actually live in that city. And so we had bid. It was this package where you got a two-night suite at the Venetian Hotel, a couple $100 dining credit, gondola ride, a show at Human Nature, and we won the bid for that because it's a silent auction. So we wrote down, and I basically kind of, you know, circled the table like a vulture. You know, as soon as somebody bid, I quickly ran and upped the bid. So I got that a year ago. It was about to expire, so we did that. And I got to tell you guys, I mean, wow. Wow. All right. If you've never been to the Venetian, oh, my gosh. I've talked to you guys about how I love the Bellagio. I love the MGM, etc. I have got to hand it to the Venetian for being one of the most intricate and well-detailed and well-planned artistically hotels out there. It is absolutely exquisite, owned by Sheldon Adelson. And, I mean, all the artistry that you see there, it was wonderful. The room was great. The food was phenomenal. The gondola ride, you know, even if you're not staying at the Venetian, I please urge you, if you're ever into Las Vegas, to go and visit the hotel and just walk around, and you have the music in the background, and there's always some sort of entertainment going on. You got to go through the Grand Canal shops. That's like the second floor. But it was absolutely phenomenal. But I got to tell you, you know, for those of you that are looking for an inexpensive paradise and you can't travel to Hawaii or you can't travel to Alaska, we couldn't afford to travel to Alaska this year. Usually we do a Dr. Dahlia Show cruise. Well, I couldn't afford it this year. The recession just, it's too much. So we didn't go, and Alaska's exquisite. I urge you guys to take a trip to Vegas. You know, and I'm not saying this because I'm trying to, you know, Vegas is my hometown. I'm trying to keep people working, even though that's nice. But I got to tell you, man, I mean, you could get some real nice deals there. And you don't even have to gamble if you don't want to. And everyone's like, oh, no, you know, I can't go to Vegas because, you know, you got to be topless. No, you don't. Okay? You don't have to be topless at all. I kept my clothes on the whole weekend. But I urge you to do that. For those of us who are local in Las Vegas, many times there's local rates. In fact, you know, I was, when we were at one of the restaurants, he said, oh, you're locals? Okay, dessert is on us. I'm like, what? Oh, my gosh, really? I could be getting free dessert all over this town. It's very, very good. I mean, the Human Nature show, many of you know Human Nature. They're an Australian, huge group of artists. These guys are awesome. They sing Motown. That show was phenomenal. I'm just saying, guys, there's a lot you can do. And if you have a budget, just email me. I would love to know your budget, and I will tell you how to make a pretty nice trip. But even in your own towns, I think staycations are phenomenal. Find a hotel, get a nice suite, order room service, or bring food in, watch a movie. Take that break. I can't tell you how much more energized I am that I got to do that. And I needed it. I really needed it because I work a lot. I got to go to New York for Talkers Magazine Conference, and those aren't usually leisure trips. Those are business trips. I mean, you know, you're running around, you're trying to find a subway, you're, you know, then we see the in-laws. I mean, it's a busy, busy trip. So sometimes some of your best ways to regroup are doing these little staycation things. But if you need a place to go, come to Vegas. It's phenomenal. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the aisles, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Jeff writes, my wife does not like to be tickled. I was able to tickle all my other girlfriends. Why do some women like tickling and some don't? Tickling. It's funny. I giggle a lot. And I cannot stand being tickled. I hate tickling. I just hate it. I don't understand what it is. Okay? Now, sometimes you can be tickled by other people. That really gets your man mad, okay? If you don't like him tickling you, but then somebody else tickles you, and, you know, you seem to respond to that tickling. Okay, first and foremost, all right, you want to prepare the tickler or the tickalee that you, the tickler, is going to tickle. Because for some of us, it hurts, okay? My husband sometimes tries to tickle me right at the waist. Well, you guys know that I have, I don't even want to call it fibromyalgia, but I go into these spasms, spasms of my muscles. And not a big deal. I don't take any medicine for it. I don't need to. I mean, it comes on, it sucks, it hurts. You know, I cry about it, and then it's over. And so whenever my husband does that, immediately the muscles all go into a complete spasm. So I don't giggle. It doesn't. However, if you take a feather, if he takes a feather and rubs it on the back of my neck, that'll be more tickly, but I won't go into the spasms. It won't hurt. It'll just annoy the hell out of me. So it all depends on what you're feeling. Like, you know, you have people out there that like massages, and you have other people that don't. Some massages I really, really like. Other massages, no, it hurts. All right, so you need to figure out what hurts and what doesn't hurt. Now, some of you have asked me about how some days something hurts and some days it doesn't. Like, for example, you could hit your toe and it burns for like hours. Or you could on some days hit your toe and it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. I don't think we really, really understand everything we need to know about pain. Right? I think a lot of it does have to do with serotonin. I think on the days that I'm PMS-y, things will hurt more than they should. All right, so I think serotonin is a part of it. But it would be very, very interesting to see, why aren't we studying what happens on the days things don't seem to hurt with people and on the days that they do? Okay, if you have somebody that's all grumpy and PMS, they're not going to like the tickling. Okay, they just won't. And so, yet, if you have somebody in a good mood, yeah, they like being tickled. So I think their mood has a lot to do with it. And but there are some people just don't, I mean, like me, just don't tickle. I do not like being tickled and never have. And it's stupid, by the way. Why are you tickling anyway? I think that's so stupid. I mean, if you want to make me laugh, do a farting sound. See that? That always makes me giggle. Or make like some sort of like an in-law joke. All right, then I giggle. You don't need to be tickling. So I would suggest that. I got a very, very weird email. I can't pull it up. It had to do with, it was on my birthday weekend. It had to do with if you're waiting for the paramedics, should you throw the victim into a freezer to keep him alive longer? I wish I could pull that email up. That was, okay. I think what they were trying, I'm sorry I don't have the email in front to read. I guess somebody must have just watched The Hangover 2 again, where Chow was thrown into the freezer temporarily because they thought he died, and then he wakes up and he was alive and well. And there was a study we talked about a while back where if the victim is put into a deep cooling and then their heart goes very bradycardic and you could maybe salvage their lives, and if doctors could cool down the patient, that could buy them some time to operate if there's some major trauma and et cetera, that does not then extend to you guys throwing family members into freezers, okay? If there is a unfortunate incident and you are waiting for 911, you do what they say. For now, nobody, okay, no 911 operator right now, and no advanced medical protocol, okay, has been suggesting throwing family members into appliances. So I wouldn't do that, okay? The only time we recommend to cool okay, the victim, would be somebody maybe with heat stroke. Maybe that's where that email came from, because we were talking about heat stroke, okay, where you want to cool the person off. You don't want to be sitting there applying ice, but you may want to cool them down with some cool water, etc. But no. You can't breathe in a freezer. But I understand. I don't think it was a stupid question. I get where you were going with that. It's just the answer is hell to the no. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of us sit on our butts, okay? It's better than sit on our thumbs, but a lot of us sit. And a recent study has suggested that if you sit a lot, like sitting and playing video games, it'll increase your risk of developing cancer. They say here, they looked at if you spend 2 hours... Okay, this was researchers at the University of Regensburg in Germany. Regensburg in Germany. Oh, crap, where did my article go? Gosh, you know what? Okay, who's updating the internet? Anyway, I'm sorry. Now I got to pull it up. I got the hourglass. Hold on, where's my mouse? It says here, I know we're all like researchers at the University of Regensburg in Germany found that for every 2 hours spent sitting in front of a computer or television, an individual raises his or her risk of colon cancer by 8% and endometrial cancer or uterine cancer by 10%. Lung cancer by 6%. That blows. The researchers examined 43 observational studies that included over 4 million people, nearly 69,000 of which were diagnosed with various cancers. The participants of the studies were asked to answer questions. So basically, they looked at the people with cancer, then they had them answer questions on their daily activity in terms of watching TV, sitting on the couch, computers, etc. Prolonged sitting lowers energy expenditure, displaces time spent in light of physical activities, leads to weight gain over time, and also you could be eating crap while you're sitting there, like sugar sweetened beverages, sweets, fast food, etc. So the study is called, it's entitled Television Viewing and Time Spent Sedentary in Relation to Cancer Risk, a Meta-Analysis. I know, don't fall all over each other trying to get that article. And I guess it wanted to look at our relationship between sitting, etc. Now, I'm guilty. Yesterday, I had to catch up on a few shows. So I saw an episode of Dexter, season 3, because we're just starting season 3. I had seen the season finale of Game of Thrones. No, I can't say anything because it's still too early. I cannot talk about the Game of Thrones because still too many of you guys haven't seen it. But wow, that is all I can say. Wow. 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 Just wow. The Game of Thrones was awesome. And then I'm getting ready to go to bed. Okay. And then 24 was on. I was like, oh, I gotta see 24. So I saw 3 hours of TV. Now, I usually don't watch TV for 3 hours. But don't worry, I got off my butt, and I move my butt a lot, and I try to, make sure, because I don't want to get colon cancer. We have colon cancer in the family. But honestly, we do sit too much. Our bodies were never designed to do that. I mean, think back at caveman days. Did they have sofas? Did they have bean bags? No, you had to sit on the ground, or you had to squat, or something. A lot of the women worked while squatting. Well, that position is only comfortable for X amount of time, and then you have to get up and you have to move around. So you moved around a lot. Yeah, you slept, but you didn't just sit on your butt. Now, this is so interesting, okay? Sitting is linked to colon cancer and endometrial cancer, but it's not linked to breast. Do you think there could be some relationship with the pressure on the pelvis? I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. I am a doctor, and I'm a damn good one. But, you know, that's interesting. We're not talking about thyroid cancer with prolonged sitting. We're not talking about breast cancer, even though obesity is linked to breast cancer. Why is there such a big deal with that? With breast, with endometrial and colon. Now, lung cancer was a part of it too. It increased by 6%, etc. But a lot of people sit and smoke. You don't really walk around and smoke. You sit and smoke. So I get that. And now, how long is my radio show? 2 to 3 hours a day? That's a lot of sitting. So why don't you guys watch TV on one of those big rubber balls where you sit on those rubber balls and you move around? Do that temporarily. Just for poops and giggles. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to tell you, having this birthday, being a year older, everything is just hurting today. What is my problem? My back is stiff. My knees hurt. I don't want to bend. I'm tired. I'm thinking about getting my thyroid checked again. You ever feel the way? And then I looked at my schedule today. Whoa, Nelly. Ooh, I'm busy. I mean, thank God I'm busy. You know, I don't want to be upset. We need the business. It's just, I'm, And I wonder if I'm just getting too old for this. Yeah, it's a shame. I was at, I ran into somebody, I should say, okay? Because I don't want people to know who I was talking about. And his job is to stand all day long in valet. And I see a lot of patients in Las Vegas because I'm a pretty well-known doctor in Las Vegas. I noticed I said well-known. I didn't say good. Anyway, I'm a pretty well-known doctor here in Vegas. And so I get to see a lot of people who work at the hotels, which is good because I always get a lot of good scoop on the hotels, and I get to find out what's going to be new and what's going to be coming. You know, there's going to be this park on the strip, which is going to be cool, kind of like a Central Park. Really cool stuff, except obviously no snow. And one of my patients says he just can't stand anymore. He can't stand on the job, okay? It's the cobblestoning, and, you know, if I was in my 20s, I'd be like, what? You can't stand? What? Wussy. But I get it. You know, here I am, you know, telling you guys you can't be sitting for hours at a time. If you have a sit-down job for hours, that puts you at risk for colon cancer. We've already talked about that on the show before, but now they're talking about endometrial cancer, et cetera, or sitting playing computers for a time. So having a sit-down job isn't good. But if I say that to a bunch of people that have to stand all day, then say, quit your whining. I would love to have a job that sits down. You know, now when you do valet or when you do, concierge or front desk, etc., you really don't get to sit. Most of these jobs you have to stand. Think about it. Just think about a lot of the jobs out there. You know, these people, they have to stand all the time. I cannot imagine. Now, I run around a lot during my day with patients, but I still get to sit down every now and then. I mean, I still have to sit down to do the pap smear. Now, I still have to sit down to write the prescription. A lot of times I stand because I prefer to stand, but I have the option of grabbing a chair and not. The one thing I really appreciated is that a lot of you out there are forced to stand all day long at work. And, you know, we may think, oh, you guys are fine because you get to lean against a counter or you get to sit on break. It's not enough. If your feet hurt, if your knees hurt, if your hips hurt, if your back hurts. So I think those of us that have dealt with certain issues can really appreciate it. I think I am becoming a better doctor the older I get. Now, I was damn good right out of training. I cannot believe what I was able to do in the ER, etc. My school trained me phenomenally. But I didn't understand a lot of the nuances with my pediatric patients, with kids, because I didn't have kids then. I didn't really understand migraines. I didn't really understand. I mean, I could treat them. I knew how to treat them. I knew how to make people feel better, but I didn't understand. As a doctor, I don't want to just be like, you know, all right, well, you know, that's your problem, and I'm going to help you with your problem. I like to be invested in it. I like to be, or invested is the word, I like to be really emotionally involved because then I think I understand. When somebody comes in saying, I have back pain, okay, you know, when you're in training, you see so much of it, you start to become kind of immune. You're like, all right, so you're having back pain, fine, apply some ice, here's some medications, what, you want to get off what, you want a note off work, wait, you want disability, what? Yet once you actually pull your back out or have issues or you can't get out of bed because you can't walk, now you realize how scary it is. And the older I get and the more I have to deal with on a personal medical level, the more I realize, damn, how can you guys work? Now, it's unfortunate because you got a lot of fakers out there. You got a lot of people going, oh, I have back pain, so I can't work, and they're fine. Because, you know, you'll see private investigators hired by some of these companies, and then they'll send me reports, because I do reports for disability exams for the state, and you'll get the private investigator's report going, you know, he was jumping on a trampoline at the kid's birthday party. Which I think is kind of spooky whenever there's a, you know, private investigator following a patient, but still. So, you know, yeah, and you probably have good days and bad days, but for those of you that are stuck at jobs where you have to stand all day, or for those of you that are at jobs where you have to sit all day and you're having pain, I hear you. I really do, and I understand. It just, I wish it wasn't happening to you, and I'm sorry. And I hope your doctor and medical provider, wherever you live, understands. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new study now on walkable areas throughout the country. All right? And apparently this is a report that ranks the growth of walkable areas in the country's 30 largest cities. This is very interesting. It's called Foot Traffic Ahead. It was a study conducted by researchers at George Washington University and Locus, a developmental group associated with quote-unquote Smart Growth America. Rather than assessing overall walkability in the region, the researchers identified sizable walkable urban places, which they dubbed quote-unquote walk-ups within metro regions. They found 588 walk-ups within the 30 largest metro areas, including traditional dense city centers. Like, see, for me, I always talk about how New York City is very walkable. You know, like when I go there for talkers, I'm going to have to be walking around to get to the subway to get to, apparently it was supposed to be in Midtown, and then they moved the conference to Lower Town near Wall Street, Lower Manhattan. So, you know, I'll take a subway because I don't want to spend $25 on a cab because I'm too cheap. Anyway, and I like the subway. I really like the subway, especially during rush hour, because then you get to kind of talk. And remember those commercials for Sure? Raise your hand, you know it. You know, with the Sure, right? You feel confident, secure. I want to, like, you know, sit there, and I want to be holding on to one of those things with my, I'll shave my underarm, right? And I'll be singing, confident, confident, dry and secure. And then everybody, get everybody in the subway to sing, raise your hand, if you're sure. They're just going to be like, shut up! And I'm like, wait a second, I'm a tourist, leave me alone. Anyway, that's what I want to do on the subway, so I'm good with that. But anyway, let's talk about current rankings. I love commercial jingles. Please bring them back. Washington, D.C. was number one for the most walkable city, then New York, then Boston, then San Francisco, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. All right, projected future rankings. I guess this is going to be who appears to be later in the top. Boston, Washington, D.C., New York, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Miami, San Francisco, Detroit, Denver, and Tampa. I think Tampa is very walkable. All right. I don't really understand all the ins and outs of how they came to that because I kind of look at weather. If there's a lot of humidity, if it's cold, if there's cars honking at you, like, you know, you got a big butt, that, to me, that's not walkable. But my favorite place to walk is New York City. I could walk, I just love it. You know what I think I like about New York City? Is it's where the pedestrian has more power over the car. You know? It could be flashing red. Or it could be red. If there are people crossing the street in New York, there's just safety in numbers. Now, the cars may get mad. They may go, you know, and rev up. And the driver may look at you. But pedestrians are always, now I try to follow the rules. Okay? If I see the walk sign and I think it's about to turn red, okay, I will wait. Or I will start crossing the street, and if it starts to turn red and flash, I will turn around and go back to the beginning of the street just so I follow all the rules. But I love it. I love New York. And don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so, oh, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, I don't even know where to start. There's a few articles here. First, let's talk about these e-cigs. These e-cigs are on the rise such that now we're having 10 new brands a month. U.S. researchers found that as of January 2014, there were 466 brands, each with their own website, and 7,764 different flavors of e-cigarettes. 10 new brands a month, according to a survey published this week in the health journal Tobacco Control. The number of e-cig brands sold on the internet is large, with a variety of flavors, according to UCSD study. Over the past years, the market has been growing at an average rate of 242 flavors per month. The most popular flavor category is the fruit, followed by dessert and chocolate, then alcohol, drinks, snacks, meals. Okay, I would probably want, if I did vape, and if I even was a smoker, I would probably want a prime rib, wild rice, chocolate mousse, strawberry daiquiri flavor. Any of those, because that's like my favorite meal. Older brands were likelier to claim that the e-cigs were healthier or cheaper than tobacco. The newer brands are trying to shun away from the references to tobacco and instead focus on their flavors. All right, and I guess, you know, the way they look, etc. Remember, e-cigs are battery-powered devices. They heat a liquid, usually propylene glycol, to a vapor. The liquid usually has nicotine and the flavoring. All right. Some of you will say, well, who cares? Fine. You know, they're doing well. I'll buy stock later. Others are going, wait a second. Okay. You know, what's going on here? Well, as with any other industry, when there's a will, there's a way. And this industry is booming right now. You got a lot of youngsters that don't even smoke that are now vaping. Okay. It is the coolest thing to do right now. All right. And I got to admit, I'm looking at some of these things. They are really interesting looking gadgets. Very smooth. They're long. For those of us orally fixated, you know, it really satisfies that need to always have something in your mouth. You know, we're starting to chew less gum. If you notice the whole gum issues, and partly because I think, you know, we all are having TMJ, and we're realizing that we need something that gives us a little bit of a boost. Well, people are getting their little nicotine fix, and they're feeling good, and they like the flavor, and they look cool. So the FDA has proposed banning sales to minors, placing the product right now on the same footing as tobacco. But I think minors are still getting hold of these things. And e-cigs is still a very, very huge business. I don't think I've ever seen something explode that quickly. This is even quicker than what happened with the BlackBerry and then the iPhone. I mean, the iPhone, I think it took longer for the iPhone to come out than the whole e-cig thing. All right, speaking of iPhones, we have the bionic pancreas. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, it's similar to like the insulin pump, but it now uses your iPhone. And they're calling it the bionic pancreas. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital and Boston University created a bionic pancreas that automatically measures blood sugar and releases insulin when needed. All right. Now, remember, people that are insulin-dependent diabetics, they have to shoot themselves the insulin to keep their blood sugar levels down, because insulin brings the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. We measure blood sugar through the blood, so we need to get the sugar into the cell where it's supposed to work and metabolize and do whatever the hell it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to be just floating around the blood. If it floats around the blood, it could cause a lot of issues like blindness, kidney disease, issues with infection, clogging arteries, etc. So type 1 diabetics don't have enough insulin, so they need to take exogenous insulin and get it into their body. Now, you have to monitor how much insulin you need based on what you eat. So patients with this new bionic pancreas have a sensor that's implanted underneath their skin. It measures the blood sugar in their tissue. The sensor provides that information to an iPhone app, which calculates the amount of insulin needed every 5 minutes, and that insulin is provided from a pump. So instead of calculating and manually inputting every carb in your meal, The device allows you to just go, well, I had a typical meal, or I had a more than usual meal, or a less than typical meal, or a small bite, etc. All right? And then you have to say whether the meal was breakfast, lunch, or dinner. What they did is they gave this to 20 adults and 32 adolescents. The adults wore the implanted pumps for 5 days and stayed in a hotel room where they could be monitored. They were then told to eat and behave however they wanted, with certain limitations on things like alcohol. The adolescents also weren't allowed to drink alcohol, but they were in summer camp instead of a hotel. In addition to the bionic pancreas, the researchers also monitored the participants' blood sugar with finger pricks to be sure that the blood sugar levels were being accurately recorded. And some of them, when they were in the hotel room, decided to watch a bionic man. The results published in that, sorry, it's stupid, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Come on! Right? I don't know. I haven't been able to make any good jokes in a while. I'm kind of in a rut. I had a birthday. Okay, I haven't been thinking about being funny in a while. The results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine show that the participants had healthier blood sugar when they used the bionic pancreas compared to when they used their standard treatment. Alright. Okay, so should we still call this the bionic pancreas? I don't know, but it sounds pretty cool. Bionic, though, is a term that's 70s. All right? These kids, bionic, what? They would rather have digital. So my guess is they're not going to call it a bionic pancreas. They're going to turn around and call it a digital pancreas. Archaeologists have uncovered the elixir of long life. They were digging up a former German beer garden in New York City's Lower East Side when they came upon a stash of 150-year-old liquor bottles. Some of them were small, like in a vial, and I guess they want to taste it. President of Chrysalis Archaeological Consultants was supervising the excavation. She called in German colleagues who were able to source the recipe to a 19th century medical guide and translate it. This is cool. Among the ingredients, there was aloe, rhubarb, white turmeric, Spanish saffron, and a lot of grain alcohol. Many of the ingredients were linked to better digestion, according to the herbalist. And, I don't know how long the owners of this beer garden actually lived. They said, we are not expecting the results of our experiment to extend life expectancy or threaten the modern gastroenterologist salary range, but at least we'll show off our chemistry prowess and relive the meticulous work and interesting fragrances of the yesteryear's snake oil industry. Whew, that was a long sentence. Oh my gosh, apparently DNA Info has the recipe if you want a bottle of the elixir. I don't know how old Germans living in the Lower East Side of New York lived back then, but I don't know why they're calling it the elixir of long life. It's just an elixir that lasted that long. Now, bottles of old medicines have been around. We usually don't tell people to drink anything that's over a year old. So if something's 150 years old, I would say to pass. However, there was a study that we've talked about that the military did looking at pills and how long pills can last. And if they're in the proper temperature, they can last a good 30 years and still be potent to the degree that they claim they do. So that's pretty cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you have a large waist, even if your BMI is normal, it could take 5 years off your life. They say men with waists above 43 inches have a 3-year lower life expectancy. Women with waists above 37 inches have a 5-year lower life expectancy. That blows. All right? Waist circumferences definitely can dictate longevity with our health because it's a sign of fat being deposited around your organs. We're going to talk more about this later. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down,
take me down,
yeah, take me down,
take me down,
take me down
to the little white church,
take me down to the little white church,
take me down to the little white church.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.